Welcome everybody to this evening's Sunday spiritual service on the 10th of September. I've just got a few Zoom rules and I've got some new things that I want to announce, so please do pin back your lugols. As usual, we will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages, and those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service on the Sunday Angel Service page of the website where you click to join. If you want to record this evening, of course, you're more than welcome to do so. But just bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. Now, I will be extracting tonight's Earth Healing Meditation and making it available as a separate download to everyone for free. You will find it via the website under Peace Meditations. I realise that our last Sunday service was also an earth healing service, but because of recent events in Morocco, I thought it might be nice for us all to do something for the planet and her people again as a collective. I'm going to be using a violet flame variation of the last earth healing meditation we did, as it was so popular. There are no course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayers that I'm going to use, if you email Sue via the edwin.c.notes@gmail.com web address, Sue's agreed to administrate sending out these blessings and prayers for me. So that's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com if you want a copy of the prayers that we're going to use this evening. Now, here's the new thing that I want to mention. If you have any questions that arise either from tonight's channeling, the meditation, or as a result of receiving a message, you can ask me about them via an online form that we have created. This will be the same from now on for questions that you might ask in workshops, lectures, readings, the questions that you don't manage to get answered live from me. You just go to the website, click under the library tab, and scroll down the menu until you hit questions for Edwin. As I'm getting now, anywhere between 20 to 30 emails a day, I'm trying to deter people from sending me super massive emails. So Andrew's constructed a form where you are limited in the amount of words that you can type in per question. And hopefully that'll just make it easier for me to get through my emails every day, because at the moment, it's taking me in excess of an hour each day to get through the emails that people are sending me. So just to remind you again, go to the website, click on the library tab, and scroll down the menu until you get to questions for Edwin. Any questions from now on for workshops, lectures, readings, Sunday services, they must come to me through the form via the website. If you send them me in any other way, I'll just point you back to the form on the website. So you might want to grab a pen and pad in order to make sure that you've got something to scribble down a message that you might get this evening or any experiences that you have in your meditations. Please do bear in mind, if you do get a message and you want to ask me about it, I will need you to remind me as to what the nature of the message was, because I won't remember it as soon as the evening's done. It'll be gone from my head. But also I should say, when we get to the messages moment in the evening, you know, keep your ears open, because even though I might be giving a message to somebody else, it might be pertinent to you as well. So there might be some benefit from, you know, not switching off when you're not the one receiving the message. We don't have questions and answers on a Sunday service. The service will last an hour and will go all the way through without a break. At the moment, you are all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear. And that's how the majority of this evening's session will be. Okay. Let's start with an opening prayer. We're going to use a variation of Edmunds Harold's I Am invocation, and then we'll go straight into this evening's meditation. Now, this evening's meditation has been inspired by this image, which I'm sure some of you will be really familiar with. I'm not sure whether this was the cover of a book or the cover of a CD. It's been out there for a long, long time. Just depicting angels and masters and elementals all huddled around a floating earth, sending healing to it. And it was this image that inspired me to write the meditation that we're going to do this evening. Okay, so close your eyes. I'll just find some nice music for us. And then we'll start with an opening prayer. me just make sure that's where it needs to be. Okay, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. And just focus on the sound of my voice and the sentiment of my words.
I am. I am all that I am. One with the universal mind and beyond. I am one with the source of all life, and it is one with me. I am one with all life forms. I am love. I am light. I am peace. I am. In that which I am, I invoke the light of the teachers. In that which I am, I invoke the light of the angels. In that which I am, I invoke the light of my guides and guardian angel. In that which I am, I invoke the light of the gods. I am.
Now keep your eyes closed and we'll go into this evening's meditation. Take a few moments to relax, adjusting your body so that it's as comfortable as it can be. Taking a few slightly longer, deeper breaths and closing your eyes. Focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music and relax. You find yourself in space, a giant amongst the stars, a tiny earth the size of a beach ball suspended before you, its beauty and assumed serenity breathtaking. But despite its appearance, you know that all is not well. That the earth is sick and its people suffering. And compelled by your love for this world, you are motivated to act. You are not alone. Appearing before you, beside you, a similar size to yourself, angels and masters blur into sight, one by one. Their celestial bodies draped in robes of violet light. You recognize them, these mighty beings. Archangels of the violet flame, Samael and Zadkiel, Amitrael, Jeremiel and Safkiel. And by their sides, the masters, Lady Portia, Saint Germain, and their chelas, their disciples. And above them, swimming through the stars in a lazy circle, the dragons of the violet flame create a large halo with their interweaving bodies. They turn to you, the masters and angels, their faces full of compassion and love, and nod to you in deference, turning their attention then to the earth. They reach forwards and press their palms towards the planet, and closing their eyes begin to pray and chant and sing. You follow suit. The energy of the violet flame pours through them from the seventh ray, as it does through you too. Its amethyst, magenta, lilac, violet energy streaming towards the planet, holding it, engulfing it, saturating it. Its transformative power streams into broken mind mountains and polluted oceans and rivers, into forest fires and streams dried and hollowed, into fields barren and farms abandoned, and homes and cities decimated, into towns and houses broken and abandoned, into people wounded, dying, the spirits of the dead, people dislocated from their homes and separated from their family. The violet flame flows into the creatures of nature, birds and bees, insects, cattle, domestic animals. It flows into trees and flowers and herbs and meadows and fields. The violet flame transforming. The violet flame healing. The violet flame rescuing. The violet flame repairing and giving hope. Joined with the masters and angels of the violet flame in this intent, in alignment with the divine, the power seems infinite, and the possibility for healing, transformation, and recovery, eternal. Lose yourself then in this art and practice. Lose yourself in your love for the earth and life. Heal in the company of the angels and the masters, and see the world renewed.
The violet flame transforming. The violet flame healing. The violet flame rescuing. The violet flame repairing. The violet flame providing hope.
slowly, the light stops flowing, and the masters and angels lower their hands. They turn one by one and smile to each other. And each one in turn turns and smiles to you before fading back into the space from whence they came. Before you two depart, gaze for a moment longer at the earth. Blue and green and peaceful, spinning in space. And send one more time your love and gratitude to the Mother. And taking a deep breath, depart and return home. Home to the room in which you sit. Home to the chair and ground beneath you. Home to the sound of my voice. Home to your breath in and out as you center and ground and protect. Return here to this now, safe and well, surrounded in the violet light, grounded through your feet into the earth, centered in your body, and taking a few more deep breaths, open your eyes and return. So, I'm going to bring forward a brief channeling from spirit now. You can either keep your eyes open or close them again. It's entirely up to you. I usually do the channeling inside the meditation, but as I want to extract the meditation and offer it free to people, I thought it might be nice to take it out and do the channeling separately. Okay, let's see. I think it's probably going to be Saint Germain. What he has to say. There has always been a myth in regards to the practice of healing, that the longer that one heals for, the greater the outcome of the healing received. But this has never been true. True spiritual healing exists outside of time. It can occur within a second. Powerful healers can brush against someone in the street in dire need, and through them, terrific healing forces can be transferred, sometimes without the healer's knowledge, and certainly without the knowledge of the recipient. Similarly, when sending healing to the earth, it is not the quantity of healing sent, not the time that we might expend in the act, but rather the quality of our focus and our intent. Who in this day and age has hours to spare to focus on the healing of the planet or indeed another? Time is money, and we have to use our time appropriately in order to survive. But 10 minutes, 20 minutes spent sending healing to the earth or to another can make a huge difference in the grand scheme of things, affecting mind and heart and body and spirit, affecting the planet in fundamental ways that you might never truly be aware of, but which are measurable and noted by the spirit of the earth herself and by the spiritual hierarchy that gaze down upon her. Your world is going through a crisis, a challenging time, long foreseen and prophesied. It is part of the process of its ascension, but it is a difficult part. There is no guarantee that the earth will survive or endure. We must not allow ourselves to think that, for to do so would tempt fate and allow us to sit back upon our laurels. We have to acknowledge that the fine balance exists between ascension and destruction. And as much as certain areas of mankind seem to be hell-bent on contributing to the destruction of the planet, there are those like you who are invested in its healing and its transformation. Whatever you can do then, whenever you can do it, we would encourage you to. Even if it is a prayer whispered under your breath when you read the newspaper or hear an article on the radio or television, even if it is only 5 minutes snatched in a day to send your healing thoughts and allow yourself to be used as a conduit and vessel through which the powers of the spiritual hierarchy might flow. However you choose to, through prayer or visualization, through invocation or trance, matters not. Only that something is done. It is also important not to wait for others to suggest such things. You must take responsibility for your spirituality and act when you know action needs to be taken. You must look beyond the dramas of your life, however consuming they might be, and recognize that you are part of a larger drama, a drama in which many of those around you remain asleep to the truth that they have the power to influence the outcome of nature. You then must play your part and in your own way educate them, either through the example of your actions or directly. The more people who can awaken to the truth that they have the power to do something to save their world, the better. If you can coordinate others to marshal their efforts collectively, then all for the greater good. But you must not underestimate or undervalue your own power. You are greater than you might imagine yourself to be. Also, it is important that you do not ignore the needs of your locality. Although the greater world is in need, so too are those places closer to home. And so invest a little time in focusing on them too. There is so much work to be done, so much fear to be transformed into hope, so much darkness and pain to be lifted, so many lost souls to be guided home towards the light, so much healing to be given to the planet in need. And all of it rests as a possibility in your heart and your hands. In conclusion, then, know, of course, that you are not alone in these endeavors. We, the spiritual hierarchy, wait to link our minds and hearts and spirits with yours, that we might amplify the signal of your desire and use it as the vessel through which we might pour the power of our spirit too into the world. Together, imagine the miracles that we can achieve. In love, then, I take my leave and I remind you, you are not alone. You have never been alone. We are always here, always near, and our love for you and our pride in you is absolute. In love and light and peace, I am the Master Saint Germain, and I leave you with my love and take my leave. Okay, folks, so I'm going to stop the recording there, I think.